After 36 hours, the University of Connecticut raised over $200,000 through its first ever Giving Day event, which began on Wednesday, April 4th, and ran until noon yesterday.
UConn Gives was a 36-hour campaign for UConn Nation to show that they love and support the university through support to scholarship programs, schools and colleges, athletics, really anything that they're passionate about.
Jennifer Doke Mathewson is the director of Giving Day and the director of engagement and acquisitions at UConn Foundation. She said the grand total reached over $260,000.
Yeah, it's fantastic. $260,154. It's really exciting for our first ever attempt at a Giving Day.
Individuals such as UConn alumni, students, faculty, staff, friends, and family were invited to make a gift through donations in support of the university. Those who donated had a direct say in what the gift went toward, with 75 projects to choose from, Doke Mathewson said. These projects were funds that a faculty or staff member volunteered to be a part of the campaign, she said, and that member was asked to reach out to peers to help with that particular project. Some of the projects included cultural centers, the Homer Babbage Library, various schools of specific concentrations, the UConn Education Abroad Program, general scholarships, regional campuses, and many others. However, Doke Mathewson said, if there was a specific unlisted fund a donor wanted to contribute to, that person had the opportunity to do so. This resulted in 1,000 possible projects for UConn. The top three projects that received the most unique gifts, according to the UConn Giving Day website, were the Natural Resources Conservation Academy with 228 gifts, the 100% UConn Law Challenge with 169 gifts, and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences with 131 gifts. These three projects were top of the leaderboard challenge, for which they unlocked an additional gift from funds for UConn, the number one spot winning a $5,000 gift, Doke Mathewson said. According to UConn President Susan Herbst, the event is a way to show the world that, quote, we are a strong, proud, and spirited UConn nation. Quote, we have a strong, generous, passionate community, and we want to celebrate that generosity today and tomorrow through UConn Gives, Herbst said. Donations came from across the nation, according to the UConn Giving Day website. Connecticut had the most donors from all 50 states with 1,695 donors, but donations were given from states including all those in New England, California, Texas, and Florida.
It was really nice to see that celebration of UConn really span the country.
The campaign consisted of challenges in which donors were able to participate in, including the Leadership Board Challenge and social media challenges. For the social media challenges, alumni could post photos of when they were a student at UConn, or students could post photos sporting their best UConn gear. Winners were picked at random, Doke Mathewson said, and given a Husky prize pack and the ability to direct $100 toward the fund of their choice.
The second type of challenge was actually through the generosity of donors who said, hey, I am going to take my gift and match it dollar for dollar, or I'm going to challenge my fellow alumni to raise 100 gifts, and then I will contribute that gift to the fund that we're raising money for.
Ambassadors of the campaign spread the word about it through social media as a way to raise even more money. By the end, there were over 120 ambassadors for the campaign, Doke Mathewson said. After signing up, ambassadors would be given a custom URL to track the results, including the number of donors recruited and the total amount raised. Throughout the event, Twitter users used hashtag UConnGives to encourage people to donate and to share the results of everyone's efforts. The UConn School of Business tweeted, quote, thank you to our supporters for hashtag UConnGives. Your generosity helped us raise over $17,000 from 172 gifts to School of Business causes, end quote. According to Doke Mathewson, the concept of a Giving Day is one other universities hold over the course of the year as a means of fundraising for all projects and initiatives.
Campaigns. So the nice thing about the Giving Day is that it highlights everyone. You know, it highlights the libraries, it highlights opera, the ways that faculty go out into the community through projects like the Connecticut Writing Project.
Doke Mathewson said she hopes to continue the campaign as an annual event. With no initial set goal, this first Giving Day has shown not only what can be done in terms of fundraising, but also what can be improved upon, such as starting the campaign in the morning rather than at midnight, she said. UConn alumni celebrated the event's final results by painting the Spirit Rock on Hillside Road with the hashtag and the names of all those who made a gift.
Oh, I would absolutely say it was a success. We had so much energy and passion from everywhere. We're excited to see it build and help it grow in the years to come.
For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donsell.